Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe. Your name upon me, breathe. Just like in the beginning, where I was before you formed me in the place of death, I said, Your name, well, here is your name. That's all you need. That's offer you here, the breath of the Almighty. Lift your hands, everybody, say, just raise your name.
Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Bruboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, we worship you, we glorify your name. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your goodness. Oh, Father, we adore you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We welcome you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to take preeminence in this service. Oh, let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Let the name of Jesus Christ be honored. Oh, Father God, the name of Jesus. Let it be glorified. Let it be honored. Hallelujah. His name is above every name. Father God, hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. Breathe on us the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We come to thy throne of grace this morning and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And so, Lord, we cry out for mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Cleanse us, O God, from all unrighteousness, creating us a clean heart, O God, and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us. We pray for mercy. Your mercy on you, everybody. Have mercy upon our spouses, our children, our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, our parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Grandparents and parents that are alive, the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us as we pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus to assist us. Send your holy angels to minister to us. Send your holy angels to assist us in the name of Jesus, O God. Oh, as we pray, Father God, make us your flaming fire. You make your ministers flaming fire. We are your servants. We are your ministers. Make us your flaming fire in the name of Jesus, O God. Help us to walk in your ways. Help us to walk in your truth in the name of Jesus. Uproot everything in our lives that does not bring glory and honor to your name, O God. In the name of Jesus, we surrender totally to you. Have thy own way, O God. In the name of Jesus, have your way. Have your way, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of God rise upon us. Let the presence of the Lord, let us stay in the presence of the Lord. Let his glory rise upon us. Let his glory rise upon us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We praise your name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oriane keremo sederia korobo sederia ka. Yereba kalaba sederia korobo sederia ko. Ye korobo sederia korobo sederia korobo se. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oriya basa deriya koro basa deriya ko. Hallelujah, hallelujah, ra basa deriya koro basa. Oriya basa deriya koro basa deriya koro basa. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go straight into the word of God this morning. Welcome. Good morning to those of you that's just joining. Please turn your Bibles with me to Isaiah 43:18-19. Isaiah 43:18-19. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. It says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, look. Behold means look, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. God said, I will do a new thing. Then he said, now it shall spring forth, and you shall know it. I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That means, hallelujah, God is about to do in our lives things that man says is impossible. Amen. Because he said, I will even make a way in the wilderness. And when he tell you he's going to put rivers, he didn't say river. In your desert. He said, rivers to the desert of our lives. You will put what? rivers, not water. He said rivers. Hallelujah. Isn't it? It's such a great scripture. And I just warned you, what I'm preaching about, speaking about this scripture this morning, because we're coming to the close of this 2020. As we come to the close of this 2020, I want you to reflect upon a few things. The first thing, you cannot pull what? New wine. We did that a couple of years ago. You know, you cannot put new wine in old skin. If you put new wine in old skin, what happens? So it bursts. So you cannot put new wine. Let me look for this scripture. You cannot put new wine. You cannot put new wine in old skin. It will burst. Hallelujah. Because there's new wine, the skin has been there, and the skin, they used to use the skin of goats. And after a while, it stretches to a point that it bursts. Amen. So you look at it in Mark, we can look at it in Mark 2:22, or we can look at it in Matthew 9:17. Amen. So when you can write that scripture down. We call talking about doing a new thing. In Matthew 9:19, nor do they put new wine into old wineskin, or else the wineskin break, and the wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined, the skin. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and then both are preserved. I give hallelujah, Matthew 9:17. I started with Isaiah 43:9-19. We're going into the new year. If I remember not the former things. What does that mean? You cannot take negativity, unforgiveness, bitterness into the new year. Many times churches, pastors will start fasting and praying in the new year. But in this ministry, as you all will record, if you can record, we never stop fasting in January. You will never fast in January 1st or the 21st. We do that. If you see our AM ministry fasting during that time, it's a fast of praise and thanksgiving. But we usually do our fast. We started a 40 days fast. And if some of you can recall, I started placing different things on Facebook, but then I just left it because I usually do my fast. In fact, I'm late. I usually do my fast during the beginning of the fall. Amen. Or at the end of the summer before. And then we do it in the summertime for the next year. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So I'm not going to fast January unless it's a fast of praise and thanksgiving. Because everything has already been set. So what do you do you know you're behind time, the devil and his followers? They're fast too. So when we come in January, they already have did fasting. The fact is, you can't do. We wait so much until this Easter strike, and we're not supposed to do that. So you begin your fasting. I will suggest, this is my suggestion. I always start either the late summer or early fall. And nobody has to know when you're doing your fasting. If you do a corporate fast, that is yes. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, then you let others know to join the fast, and they got to know the purpose. of the fast and everything, because people just cannot fast that way. There has to be a purpose. And so there's so much teaching on fasting and praying. One of the things, too, you can't fast and have so much evil, negative unforgiveness. You're just wasting your time. You can't fast and be so mean. You're wasting your time. Yeah, nothing will happen. Sometimes, and you can't decree a thing and it be established, and you're walking in what ways that you want to do. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. So before we go, he said, behold, I will do a new thing. Well, some people, what is God? Every year, you hear this thing. Every year, this is a new year. This is this, this is that. Hallelujah. Yes, it's a new year. But to make this, the following year, better, that this year, hell, all this death, all this darkness, all this and that. Oh, has it touched you? Is anybody here? Has it come to your children? Nobody here, child, is dead. I don't believe. And so, you know, God has protected us. God has provided. We're not homeless. God has been good to us. So though the darkness is on the earth, but the light of God is upon you, upon your life. God has protected you. You are in a covenant relationship with him. So not because other people are complaining, you encourage your friends and relatives and you pray for them. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Well, I'm saying this new thing, we got to close up the year. The end of the thing is better. The Bible tells us the end is better than the beginning. And for that end to be better than the beginning, there are things that need to be closed. And so and for it to be closed, sometimes we need the anointing for closure. We always say we need an anointing, open heaven, God, anoint us to open heaven, open door. Sometimes we need an anointing to close some doors. Because if we try to do it on ourselves, we cannot close the doors. We need an anointing to close the doors of bad habits, bad behaviors, bad. We need an anointing to close the doors of some sour, messed up relationship that will not let you receive your blessings in Isaiah 21. There's some doors that be closed. Doors. Some of us, we have to close the door. Get your diet in order. The right eating habit. Close the door for lifestyle habits that needs to be changed. There's so many things. So we have to go do a reflection. Number one, reflect. Look at this year. I told my personal reflection. I'm not talking about what's on the news. We'll deal with that later. Your personal reflection. What do you want to change by 2021? What do you have? What have you observed in your family, in your relationship, in your marriage, in your relationship with others? What do you want to change within yourself? Reflect. That will make 2021 better for you. Think about it. Write your stuff down. And it's between you and God. Because I'm saying to you, my sisters and brothers, there are some doors that need to be closed. Oh, yeah, we need an anointing. You need a Holy Ghost anointing to close the doors. Some people are in marriages being abused. They're being abused. Some people, I mean, there are so many things happening. And they need to walk out of these things. But they don't have the courage. They don't have the boldness. Remember in Joshua 1, God said, be strong. Be courageous. Be strong. Be courageous. Be strong. Why did God say it so much? Because sometimes we don't have the strength to do these things. I don't know about you, but we get so weak. I get weak. I get tired. And you're so sick and tired of being sick and tired. So those doors need to be closed. Friendship doors need to be closed. Where are you going to be entertaining people that always speak negative into your life? You don't need to be surrounded by negative people. You need to close those doors. You pray for them, and you close that door. Because they cannot enter in your 2021. No, they can't be there. Because some people laugh at you, but they really don't like you. And that's okay. You pray for them, but you got to close that door. You got to stop listening to the negativity that will hold you down and make you feel discouraged. You don't know it has an effect on you. Hallelujah. Close the doors above us. We can do our children with things. We need to close those doors so our children can receive better from the Lord and stop doing them with things that they're not supposed to do because they need to receive. Hallelujah. Because sometimes you got to close the door on how we spend our money. God said we'll be accountable. He blessed us a little, it will be accountable. Do you spend frivolously? How is your spending? Look at your spending for the whole year and see if you've been spending frivolously. That is it. You look over it and you look over your spending. Oh, it's unnecessary thing. I do it and it's wrong. That we buy that it's not, sometimes you bought this, have you even used it or touched it? You know, the lust of the eyes. Some of us buy hats and clothes and we're not even going anywhere. We stay in the house with coronavirus outside, and we can't go anywhere with all these clothes and shoes and this and that. Hallelujah. I know I'm a witness of that. We're spending money on things. No. And then we completely are broke. I don't have it. Yes, you have it. Look in your house. You have it. Look at all your. So we got to know, I can't do this in 2021. Because when you look at the waste, the way we waste things, and then we pray, oh, God, we just bless me with $50, $100. No. We got to be accountable for how we spend our finances. It is so important. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And look back. I'm just saying to you, I'm talking to myself. Look back over the year and see where you wasted. Take a review and you say, oh, no, I'm not going to take that wasting habit into 2021. Because you want to ask God for that self-control. You want self-discipline. If you begin to practice these things, you will see. Look at 2021. If you study, you say, oh my God, you will see the difference between 2020 and 2021, because 2021 you would have saved so much, you would be surprised. And you know, God always bless us, but it's up to us. And then before you go into your finances, you repent, oh God, forgive me. Oh God, forgive me. Help me, Holy Spirit, to use my resources wisely, that it will bring glory and honor. Do you know if we use our resources wisely? God said, if you take care of the few, you will bless us. I can't say the scripture directly, but the little things he gave us, if we appreciate it, it will bless us with more. And hallelujah, how he blesses us with more, because we learned wisdom from what we did the year before. Many of times we keep going in and out, in and out, in and out. We can't go from one place to another, not because of God, it's because of ourselves. Hallelujah. Because of ourselves. Amen. In the name. So look at your finances, review the areas, and just ask God for mercy and ask him to show you, to give you wisdom. Amen, in the name of Jesus. I'm not telling you do this and do that, but I want, when it's time when problem and issues arise in your life, you don't have to, you have savings, something saved. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Even if there's no problem, you have something saved. In the name of Jesus, how many of you are so great when you are tithing to your ministry, to your church, and offering? You have to make sure to pay your tithes and your offering. Anytime you get money, that's the first thing you do. And make sure you sow in fruitful ground so you can receive your return. Some people are not receiving returns because they're sowing in hard ground. But this is, even with your money, you got to take everything, Lord God, and say, well, Lord, where do I sow? Take it to God in prayer, because he will show you. If that ground in your church is hard, that means you're not supposed to be in that particular church. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And then you got to check, always check yourself first. God is great. I always have faith that you receive the rewards of my tithing and offering. And of course, I tithe to this ministry and do offerings to other ministries and offerings into people's lives, not only into ministry. If somebody do need food or will or going through changes, why would I? No, some of my offering is to individual in their lives or to be a blessing to others. Amen. In the name of Jesus. What are we talking about? Behold, remember not the former things. Don't take the old into the new. So I want you to do a lot of review and reflection. I can't take you to the, I gave you 2 points, but I can't take you to more points until tomorrow. Just have your reflection. I don't want to know it. Just write it down today and see the area. Let the Holy Spirit move in our lives and convict us of these things, because God wants to bless us. We can't keep doing the same thing all the time, the same way, and then we expect to get different results. We'll not get different results. You need to be a game changer. I need to be a game changer for our generation, for the next generation. There are so many things in our life. We cannot take the old into the new. I will stop here this morning, and then I got 7 more points to give, but I don't want to give all on one day, because it would be too much for you. Go to number 1, self-reflection. Take a review of what the last year had brought. Everything you do, you need wisdom. Amen, in the name of Jesus. It's very important so that we can receive the new. You cannot put new wine in old wineskin. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, I ask you to move in the hearts of each and every one of us. And we ask you to show us, to lead us, to guide us. We pray for your holy wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus. Oh, let the glory of God arise upon us. Let it settle upon us, the glory of God. Let the glory of God strengthen us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Don't take this scripture for granted. Isaiah 43:18-19. God will not be able to release new into us unless we get rid of the old. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining us. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. We love you. God bless you.
In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. I can see the glory of the Lord all over and everywhere. I can see the glory of the Lord all over and everywhere. I can see angels all around ascending and descending. I can see